spreading their wings.
I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Professor Ken Dial is a bird watcher. No, not the kind that tromps through the woods with binoculars and a bird book. Dial looks at birds in a laboratory wind tunnel through the eyes of a high-speed camera. He's studied their movements for a quarter century, and he's come up with a new theory about how the earliest bird relatives first took flight. Based on observations of modern birds, Dial thinks the elusive secret of flight may be less complex than previously believed. Birds of a feather flock to two differing camps on how flight evolved. One group says it came about as a result of jumping and gliding from trees. The other side believes early ancestors of birds ran and flapped their appendages until they evolved into wings. Dial and his team are proposing a third flight path. In studying slow and stop-motion flight, they discover that the wing angle of all birds is pretty much the same relative to the ground, no matter whether the bird climbs, glides, descends, or runs up steep surfaces. That angle is a key to a new theory about early birds, that they developed wings after many generations of using their appendages to quickly push themselves uphill as they ran from predators. Eventually, one of them took off in glorious flight, no doubt looking for the nearest car windshield to target. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.